you.
Today.
For once, we've made it to our Saturday 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time radio show, Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. We made it.
Here we are.
Here we are. You want to tell us a little bit about what that first track you played?
Yeah. So, this is DJ Lento.
And this is DJ Lesta.
And this was Ornella Vanoni. Rest in peace, huge artist from Italy, like truly an icon and very like blunt person, kind of old fashioned, good radical liberal artist from Italy that did a lot of stuff in her life. But one thing that always characterized her is that she was really genuine with everybody. And I was just laughing so much this morning because I was watching all this video recapping all the things weird that she said on TV and stuff like that. But I mean, it's hard to explain here because this is in Italian, of course. But yeah, this song actually is from a pretty cool record with Toquinho and Vinicius de Moraes. So I don't know, back in, this is from 1976, this was La Voglia La Pazzia from L'Incosciente. I know the record is called La Voglia La Pazzia L'Incoscienza Allegria, which is the name.
And what does that mean?
The La Voglia, how do you translate that? Mm-hmm. Like when you are craving something.
Okay.
But not craving food, craving craziness, you know, like craving.
Okay. I would still say sexiness. You can still say craving.
Yeah, craving the craziness, the inconscience, and the joy, allegria. Perfect.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So, yeah. Goodbye, Ornella. You are in my heart, and every person in Italy loves you. If they don't, it sucks for them.
Hmm.
And your music will always live beyond you. Thank
beautiful.
You.
Beautiful tribute.
Although today we have a different vibe in mind.
Yeah.
Mostly by DJ Lest. So I'll let you talk about this before we get into the music.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I don't really ever know how to describe the vibe that I'm looking for. It's more just a feeling. And yesterday, as I was sort of thinking about the show, I think you were making some music, DJ Lento, and I was thinking about the show, trying to prepare a little bit more than we usually do, because we're usually not very prepared.
Yeah.
Not that we're super prepared today either, but you know, a little bit more capacity for preparation last night, and yeah, I just had this feeling of like this sort of heavy, but like
heavy butter.
This heavy, like
heavy honey.
Like warm, but yeah, I mean almost, yeah.
Like a warm rock.
I don't know what you're saying. A warm rock, like
rock, like a rock, like you be hit on the head with a warm rock.
I don't know.
Okay, no.
I mean, maybe a little bit. You could maybe think about it that way.
So it's a bit heavy, a bit psychedelic, a bit.
Yeah, but there is like a warmth to it.
Warmth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say. And just vibey, just sort of like.
I like warm honey.
Warm honey, but like, yeah, being hit
slimy.
Over the head with a rock. No, I don't think it's slimy.
It's slimy and sticky, but it's warm and sweet.
Okay.
Like melted on your face.
Okay. Yeah. No? I mean,
I like that.
I don't think it's super far-fetched.
I'm just trying to set myself in a mood for picking some songs.
Okay. Yeah. So I picked a few songs.
We'll start with those.
What's the first one we're going to start with today?
We're going to start with Automatic.
Yeah. So this is a song. We might have even played this track on our first show here.
Probably.
Because we had just, this album had just come out when we started. But it's a new album by Automatic. And this is the first track. It's called Black Box. And it'll just sort of get us in the mood for the type of music that we're looking at for today. So,
cool.
Black Box by Automatic on Freaks to the Front. RadioValencia.fm.
We'll be right back.
great album. And by the way, if you're into music, we have...
just in case you're into music.
If you're into music, hi. There is a record swap next door today.
At the Makeout Room.
So shout out to them. We just saw them setting up. And yeah, if you like records, if you like music, stay tuned, first of all. Second, go check it out. I'm going to go myself right after this show.
Absolutely.
Seems pretty fun. And I think there will be other folks from the Radio Valencia crew.
I assume so.
Yeah. You're welcome to come in, by the way. Yeah.
So we got the door open here on 22nd Street. We got people coming in and saying hello, which is exactly how we found the radio station before we started our show here. So we love to welcome others in as well. So that last song was Black Box by Automatic from their new album Is It Now? And DJ Lento, you've got just a quick intro to the next song.
Am I going to talk after it? But next in line we have Grizzly Bear, and
we saw them this past week, so we got some.
Yeah, and
some
I think we should debrief that show.
We should definitely debrief
that show. Okay.
All right.
Cool. This is Morning Sound by Grizzly Bear from their last record that I forgot the name of.
I made a mistake. I should have never tried. I took the cake. I finished every slice. I moved away. Still paying off the fines. For every day I shed, I left the light. I stared in the face, looking through my eyes. I'm moving the pace.
And so, as I was saying, we saw Grizzly Bear this week. There was a long-awaited show for me. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to see them live forever, but they were on a hiatus.
Hiatus.
hiatus. For a while. And
yeah, since like 2017, I think.
Kind of unannounced. They announced this tour out of nowhere. I mean, I don't know. I was also not on social media for a while, and so I didn't know what was going on for the longest time. And then I got on social media again. I don't know why, but I realized that they were doing a tour.
I thought I realized it.
No, I bought the tickets the moment I saw it because I was like, what?
Well,
Grizzly
cool.
Bear? Anyway, so the show was cool.
It was cool.
It was great. It was at the Warfield. And although I think we were a bit off that night.
I felt a bit off.
Because we were distracted. We were with our friend Alicia.
Shout out to Alicia. She came to town for one night from LA for a donut.
Yeah.
From Bob's Donuts. Shout out to Bob's Donuts.
They're closing one of the locations.
The original location.
Historic location, but they have more. So.
Yeah.
And their donuts are great.
Really fucking good.
Thanks, Alicia, for showing us that. But yeah. So that night after the show, we went straight to Bob Donuts.
Yes, we did.
We hopped on an Uber and then we went there.
But
I'm a big fan of Grizzly Bear, I have to say. But I want to hear your experience as sort of first time. I mean, it was the first time to see them live for me as well, but what were your impressions?
Yeah, you watch a lot of live videos of bands, though, way more than I do, so you sometimes have a bit more of an impression of what
True.
A show will be like. No, I thought that they were great. I, like you were saying, I think we were both maybe a little bit distracted. I felt a little bit off, just like, I don't know if I was exhausted or probably was, but I thought that they were great. I wasn't like blown away. And I thought it was really cool that they had, the lead singer of Beach House touring with them,
right.
Which was very cool. And she's great. And we'll play some Beach House a little bit later. But you know, I don't know. It just, a lot of the music that we've been seeing lately and a lot of the shows that I've been enjoying most lately have been a little bit heavier, a little bit grunt, like more garagey and just grittier, sort of.
Wait, sorry. Say it again.
I felt like a lot of the shows that I've enjoyed most recently have had a little bit more grit to them. Yeah. Mm. And that Grizzly Bear was very sweet. Rather than that like heavy honey that we're talking about, they were a little bit sweet. Which that's great, and I love that music too, but it just wasn't what I had been as in the mood for, I think.
I mean, that's, part of it, I think, is when you go see a band that you don't know, you have maybe certain expectations.
Well, I didn't expect them to be heavy at all. I just was, that's the music I've been sort of more into recently. This, like, I don't know, some sort of heavier, grittier stuff. And I was saying to you, and we were listening to Grizzly Bear in the car a week or so before the show, or a few days before the show, that, you know, I really felt like this was a band that I wish I had listened to more in, like, the 2010s when I was really into that type of music as, like, the primary music that I was listening to. And in fact, they went on their hiatus right after their most recent album, which was in 2017.
And
the reading I was doing was that the lead singer felt that he needed a break from the rest of the band for personal reasons. He then went to school, became a therapist.
He's a full-time therapist.
And then they just reunited for this tour, But even some of the stuff I was reading was like, they were talking, like different members of the band were being interviewed and said, you know, yeah, I sometimes keep in touch with this person. I sometimes keep in touch, like, you know, we talk frequently, like this other person and I don't talk very often, but you know, our lives have gone in really different directions. So it was cool to see them reunite. It was cool to see them, you know, but I didn't have like an emotional attachment to them and to their music already. So I think it was probably cooler for you than it was for me. And I can obviously appreciate a show where I don't really know the band very well.
Yeah.
But their music was sort of felt like something that I was, that I would have appreciated more at like an earlier, younger moment of my life.
Totally. I mean, that's fair. I was actually curious to know exactly what you meant, because then, you know, the next days, this show was on Tuesday, and we had a pretty late night. Our friend had an even later night.
Oh my God.
We had a pretty, like, a blast, and we were both, like, pretty sick the next day, and then we went back to work and all that, so we were, like, we didn't really talk about it.
Yeah, we haven't really debriefed very well.
No, so, can I say my experience now?
Yeah, please.
So, I actually enjoy the show probably more than you and Alicia, for sure, because I kind of brought you there. Because I knew the band, I knew most of the songs they played, although I was also a little bit underwhelmed by the sound for some reason. So we got in there that they had already started probably one or two songs in. And I don't know, for me, it really makes a big difference when I'm walking into a show and they're already playing and it's in a place where, I don't know, it's already packed and you are not like in the best spot for listening. I also don't think the Warfield, or for some reason these big venues, they don't have a good sound. Even for a band that, you know, is not that heavy, actually has pretty wide range of dynamics, and they're all incredible musicians, like all of them, really.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the sound put me off a bit initially, and then it sort of got better. I don't know if the sound person was, you know, adjusting something, because we got in there, it was really kind of lo-fi and a bit too loud, and then it got better. So that was my thing that I didn't fully, I don't know, made me fully enjoy that experience.
Well, there was also one other thing that like, I wouldn't say ruined the experience, because it was still a great experience, but the bartender was such an asshole. And so
yeah,
the bartender at the Warfield, if you're listening, you know who you are.
Yeah,
because
I
you
can put my elbow
bitch
on the fucking bar as I buy a $20 can of Modelo.
Exactly.
Brother.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Let us
but,
do what we need to do.
And your colleagues are all nice, by
yes
the way. You're the only little bitch there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so
we didn't even argue with him. I just put my elbow there and he was like, "This has to be clear." I was like, okay, jeez.
Yeah,
just
no, there was
out
just a big attitude then
there
for the rest of the time.
Nobody at the bar. Anyway.
So, anyway.
Beside this, I don't know. I like the show. I kind of want to see them again, I hope, but in a different setting.
Yeah.
I think that was my only...
A smaller venue probably would be, and like a more intimate venue would probably be cool.
Yeah, like the Chapel would have been perfect.
Yeah.
And they have a way better sound.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But they
were expecting a lot of people because, again, they haven't played for a while.
So. Yeah, not a reunion. They specifically said this is not a reunion because we never broke up. But that's how I think it felt to a lot of people who have listened to their music for a long time and been waiting for a comeback. So
yeah,
it doesn't seem that they're going to be making necessarily new music or releasing new music, but this was sort of just a special tour that they were doing.
Yeah. And so we listened to actually Beach House, not right now, after, because again, Victoria Legrand was there too, and she's an amazing singer and musician as well. And I still recall their performance, which was also unannounced at Desert Days,
yeah,
because they subbed for I think Iggy Pop.
Yes, they did.
And they did an incredible show. They didn't even have their video guy with them, and their visuals were incredible. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know.
That was fantastic. That was Desert Days 2022.
I want to play this song that I didn't know, and then I heard live, and it really made me emotional, like in the whole moment, because it was a beautiful song, but also just an incredible beats of happiness.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a great moment in our lives.
Before then, we have a song DJ Lesta put in, Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Yeah, so I put in this song by Brian Jonestown Massacre, Panic in Babylon. It's actually an instrumental song, but just sort of that same, like, or, you know, along that same vein of this, like, heavy but warm but mysterious sort of vibe that we're going for today. And and after that, we've got a song that is not instrumental but not in English. It's by Tenariwen, who are one of our favorite bands. We listened to them together the first night that we met. That song is, the sort of genre that people usually put them in is like desert blues or like psychedelic desert blues. I think that they do have a pretty psychedelic vibe to some of their songs.
Unknowingly.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think they're pretty conscious of what they do. And Robert Plant was the person who sort of discovered them, made them famous, said, the first time that I heard Tenariwen was the moment that I felt that I was waiting, that I heard the music I was waiting for my entire life, which is pretty
fair.
Pretty big props. So,
yeah.
So we have got Panic in Babylon by Brian Jonestown Massacre, followed by Tumas Tuncha by Tenariwen, and then we'll be back on RadioValencia.fm. This is DJ Lesa.
This is DJ Lento, and you're listening to
Freaks to the front.
Jinx. Think
me
what's your take
what's my take my take is that you should apologize for saying that song or that this band is not psychedelic or unknowingly psychedelic.
I don't think they know what it means.
No, that is so untrue. That is,
they're so pure and innocent. They will never do drugs. Come on.
I don't think it's a
I mean, they would do it in a spiritual way.
And it's not just drugs that are psychedelic, though. Like, psychedelic doesn't just mean from doing drugs, doesn't.
I mean, the whole
people can have psychedelic experiences.
Psychedelics in the West, at least, is associated with drugs.
Yes, in the West, possibly, but that's
in the West.
But that's because of the impure, like, just, I don't know. Like, we are the worst in the West.
I'm not arguing with
you. And drugs, like psychedelic drugs, might bring us closer to a more pure feeling of psychedelic experience, but psychedelic experiences are not...
Okay, let's analyze this since we're talking psychedelics here. Psychedelics requires some chemical component that interacts with the chemistry of your brain, no?
I don't think that that's necessarily
that
the true...
the way you perceive and it makes you have these spiritual moments, but it's artificial.
I don't think of like the word psychedelic as necessarily meaning something artificial, and not all psychedelics are artificially made, and people can have psychedelic experiences like that are not influenced by drugs. Mm. Like people have them all the time, every day, and maybe to you that might mean spiritual, but it's not. Like I think spirituality is a component maybe of the idea of psychedelic experiences. There's no word for it, like psychedelia, like what you are feeling,
I'm not arguing with
I'm
you.
I'm surprised by your take.
That's my take.
100% disagree.
Exactly.
This is the only thing from social media that I know.
Yeah. Does he ever say like 50% disagree?
No. It's 100% agree or 100% disagree. Okay. This is Subway Takes is the only thing that I know from social media.
The guilty pleasure of Katrina.
Yeah.
Doom scroll.
Of DJ Lesta, that is. but... yeah, it's not really doom scrolling. It's like, makes me laugh, so it's better than what doom scrolling was for me for a very long time. But to move on to more psychedelic vibes that, again, I don't have to be high to experience the psychedelic experience that a band like Black Angels gives to me, which is the next band we're listening to.
Going back to that, I didn't want to like talk too much about it, but I was sort of stepping back on my position because I thought of psychedelic sounds that, you know, they're not necessarily chemical stuff you put in your brain, but some sounds might activate things in your brain that might also give you psychedelic experience.
Totally. Any of your senses being stimulated in some type of way might give you a psychedelic experience, but it can be happening internally.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those experiences do happen internally. They're not like, they might be sometimes externally, like, you know, triggered maybe.
Mm, yeah. Like, but, no, I was also thinking like meditation and like bells and those like these things. I don't know the name. I don't want to misname the instruments, but everything that they use in like in Eastern cultures to meditate and create the sounds and or the concept of sound bath too. Mm-hmm. Like it's
and you can have psychedelic visual experiences
even
too,
without
or
drugs. Yeah,
food
I agree.
Experiences.
No, I agree.
Orgasms.
I did think more in a narrow way.
Mm-hmm.
Like the
Western way.
The way but the way they I don't know, whatever. Okay, so Tinari went...
Basically, he now 100% agrees.
100% agrees.
All right, so are Black Angels, which is the next band we're going to play. The song that we're going to play, I love so much. It's called Without a Trace from their most recent album, Wilderness of Mirrors, which is just perfect, like basically all of their music. And we were so lucky to see Black Angels again a few months ago, or like
last year.
We saw them a couple months ago, twice, 2 days in a row at the chapel when they were doing their three night residency.
Many times, I forgot how many times we saw it.
But absolutely incredible. So enjoy on Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. This is Without a Trace by the Black Angels.
Thank you.
Without a Trace by the Black Angels. Very psychedelic experience every time. I actually just decided in the middle of that song that I want to play another Black Angels song, so we're going to do that. I was hoping to find the Levitation Sessions version of Young Men Dead, but I couldn't find
it.
You
want me to find it?
Can you find it real quick?
Okay.
Basically, we have on vinyl the Levitation Sessions, Black Angels Levitation Sessions, which we got at Austin Psych Fest, which is put on by Levitation, which is put on by the Black Angels. And whenever I listen to it, because we also have Passover, which is the record that this song is from. But
and
whenever
we saw them playing it live in its entirety.
We did, and it was
incredible.
Incredible. But but when I first listened, and then every time since then that I've listened to the Levitation Sessions record that we have of the Black Angels, the version of Young Men Dead, just like that beat drop, just fucking hits me so hard, and I love that beat drop. That beat drop is a psychedelic experience for me every single time, and I just like love to look at the record as it spins and that song hits. So,
oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's also a really cool like the record is like a splatter painted record, and so it looks extra sick. But yeah, so we're gonna play "Young Men Dead" from the Levitation Sessions, right? You found it?
Yep.
Okay, from the Levitation Sessions by the Black Angels.
Double Black Angels.
Back to back.
Like the two shows that we saw.
Exactly. All right. We'll be right back.
thank you.
Okay, so just thank a little you. Correction, so nice. Though. I just wanted to say that was Black Angels live at Levitation, not the Levitation Sessions, which are a different thing, but both so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And that beat drop, still there both times.
I don't think that record is on this platform.
I don't think it is either, but that's okay.
Thank God.
Someday we'll be DJing vinyls in here for this show, and we'll bring that in, and we'll talk about that again. But I'm really glad that I won you over with my point, and I just want to shout out to my best friend Emma, who was texting me, telling me she 100% agrees, and then looking up, you know, definitions and etymology to back up the point. Mm. And the final definition, which is that I'm 100% right, that psychedelic experiences don't have to be drug-induced.
I'm asking about the etymology.
The etymology is English for psyche, Greek for delos, which is clear, which means clear and manifest, and ik from English. So psychedelic, 1950s, formed irregularly from psyche, delos, and ik.
Yeah, those are the three words.
And the definition that she sent me that was like sort of the most in line, except for one part, which I'm going to talk about, is causing unusually strong experiences of color, sound, smell, taste, and touch, and other mental effects such as feelings of deep understanding or hallucination, which then in parentheses it says equals imagining things that do not exist. And Emma and I texted about and we're agreeing upon is that I'm really of the mind at the moment and probably, you know, forever, that nothing doesn't exist. Like, there's nothing that doesn't exist. Because if the idea of it exists, then it exists in...
Exists. I was quoting...
quoting Emily and Sniffers. But yeah, that's just something that I... as I think about psychedelic experiences, I'm thinking about... Anyway, let us move on. I do just want to say that the other thing that I was thinking during that song... when there's that second perfect beat drop, is that we are so lucky that they gave us two of those in one song.
Oh.
Like, we're just so lucky.
What do you mean?
That the Black Angels gave us those two beat drops in one song. Like, we're so lucky that we get to hear it twice in the one song.
Why in one song?
Like, because it happens at the beginning.
Oh.
And then it happens again, like, towards the middle to end. So,
yeah,
we're just really lucky to get to experience that.
Oh, yeah.
So, thank
you. Especially